Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Connor, before we get into the second scrimmage and getting ready for G-Day, I want to ask you about hoops. I asked Mike this question. Florida's in the national championship game. I don't know if they'll raise a trophy. SEC has been well represented in the tournament. Will Georgia ever get to this point? I'm talking about hoops, where not only they're making deep runs, but potentially playing for chips. I'm not saying it's easy, but Florida has been here before, done it before, now new coach, new AD. They're doing it again. Can Georgia do this?
I mean, the optimistic answer is to say yes, because, and not just looking at Florida, who obviously has a history with Billy Donovan there in the 2000s, but like, I think you look at Auburn a decade ago, Auburn was as irrelevant in basketball as anything. Like Georgia, you know, a decade ago was considerably, in my opinion, a better basketball school, even for all that Georgia wasn't. And then they hire Bruce Pearl, and they stick with Bruce Pearl through some tough times early, and that's paying off because they've now gone to two Final Fours in the last, I believe, 6 to 7 years. So I think so much of this is getting the right coach and building the right way. And, you know, I don't know if Mike White is that for Georgia. He's clearly elevated the program. College basketball is just really hard to navigate now in terms of getting talent, in terms of accumulating talent. You know, you look at Silas Demery in a program like Georgia where, you know, 7, 8 years ago, he's a guy, you bring him in, they develop him over the first 2 years, see games, he hopefully stays 3, 4 years and elevates the program. Well, now, Silas is a guy who comes in, plays really well 2 years, gets you to an NCAA tournament. And then you've got Connecticut coming in and giving him an awful large sum of money, and it makes all the sense in the world why Silas Demery would leave the Georgia to go play for a UConn. It's a much harder job, I think, in this day and age, and because of that, I do understand people seeing it even being more difficult to get to where a Florida has gotten right now.
It's a Dog Nation. It's Connor Riley with us, guys. We're live here for Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. So Ace Newell is gone, right? I mean, he's kaput.
Yeah, that's the expectation. It has not been officially announced yet, but the expectation is that you will be a one-and-done at Georgia and playing in the NBA next year.
What's it going to take? You know, we were talking to Josh Jacobs, getting people fired up. It's the catch-22. Had you had a run to the tournament, maybe, I don't know, people cut more checks, more NIL, which makes its way to Stegman? I mean, what is the level, as far as you know, as best you know, Connor, of involvement between the big boosters and the basketball program?
Yeah, I think there's an interest and a want to be there, and maybe in some ways revenue sharing sort of helps that. I think the two things working against them is the SEC was just so incredibly good this year. And look, a lot of the top teams are losing a lot. Auburn's losing a ton. Florida's losing a ton. Bama's losing a ton. Like, the league's not going to be as deep next year. But I do think you're going to see a consistent investment in basketball in this league moving forward. And so it's going to be tough to try and do that every year. And I think the big thing, you know, with Georgia, and I'm someone who's been around this program for a long time, it was never going to be a one-year thing, and then the results are going to start coming. It is going to have to be a slow build where, you know, I think as big as it was for Georgia to get into the NCAA tournament this year, what they do next season, and if they're able to, again, just maintain the level that they were at this year and they get into the tournament, maybe they win a game, maybe they get a better first-round matchup, I think that's going to be huge, because you saw this year what Stegman can be like when you have a team worth following and worth rooting for. And this program, in my opinion, so far has gotten better under Mike White every year. But with the losses we're seeing this year, you lose Asa Newell and the talent that he is. You lose Silas Emery, a guy that you put a lot into. How you continue to build and develop, I think, is going to be so important. If they make, you know, even if I think next year they get back to the same level with the first round tournament loss, but they show they can get into the NCAA tournament, that's the progress to me that I need to see them make, rather than them going on a Final Four run. You know, you saw South Carolina do this. They got to the Final Four in 2017, and they've largely been irrelevant in basketball since. I think the big thing that Georgia and Mike White have to do is build consistently, and they've taken the steps to do that. Now comes the even harder parts where the gains are so much smaller to be had and all the more important.
I agree. And Billy Donovan, I think people forget how long he was at Florida. I mean, he got there in the mid-90s. They weren't winning 30 games. He built it. It culminated in the back-to-back.
And but Lon Kruger also took him to a Final Four, too.
He did.
Back in the mid-90s. And Billy, you know, there was some degree of success.
Success,
there.
Yes. Right. And that's what I think, you know, Connor's talking about. We'll see with Mike White. Let's talk Dogs from the football standpoint. Second scrimmage, what did we learn? I know it was close to the media, but a lot of conversation coming out of what people saw, right?
Yeah, it sounds like the offense had a better day, certainly, than they did the first scrimmage around. And I think the G-Day this coming weekend, it's sort of going to be interesting. The defense won the first scrimmage. Offense wins the second. Who comes out where coming out of that scrimmage or what we see? You know, I think traditionally, knowing enough about G-Day, you're going to try and make things really difficult on the quarterback. You're not going to see a ton.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The run game, and you're really going to try and see what you can understand and glean from this passing game. But as we talk so much here, it's what, to me, do we see from the offensive line in terms of pass protection and opening holes in the run game? And then from a defensive line standpoint, where is this group? Because I like the talent that they have on Georgia's defensive line, and you've heard some positive things and some flashes from some guys. But are they going to be able to sustain that over the course of the season? And I think this is a Georgia team, you know, it may not be as high level as that 21 or 22 team was in terms of right out of the bat and what they're able to do. But I think that this is a team set up to where they're going to, I believe, get better as the season progresses. And where is this team in November and as they potentially make that run there? So obviously a long way to go between now and then, but it sounds like the offense had a much-needed bounce-back day this past scrimmage after some tough sledding the first go around.
there's still a place for walk-ons in Georgia football. I saw the article in Dog Nation about Terrell Foster. So, I mean, in a world where Kirby's looking for guys who want to be coached hard and dealing with, you know, obviously the reality of Georgia football, there's still a place for those kind of dudes at Athens, it seems like.
And it's going to be interesting. You know, there's obviously the House settlement hearing today, and one of the things coming out of that early is, you know, Judge Wilkin would like to maybe perhaps see, with the roster cuts in particular, you know, getting down to 105. Georgia last year had 131 players on their football roster. That's 46 walk-ons. 26 guys are just eliminating from the program because of legislation. She has said that maybe you grandfather in some of these walk-ons that are already here, and then moving forward, that's how you get down to 105, because it's not just players like Terrell Foster or Dan Jackson or Stetson Bennett that came along in recent years. You've got a lot of scholarship guys on the team that have brothers that are here on walk-on status. And so, you know, I think for all that we've seen college sports become in recent years, and a lot of people don't like the picture, I think the idea of a walk-on and guys that are paying their own way and doing all the dirty work and working scout teams is something that people look fondly on and remember and love about this sport. And just getting rid of that is just another thing that I think gives a lot of people an ick at this point in time. So if we can find a way to keep them at least a little bit longer, I think that keeps this idea of what college football used to be when, at least, you know, in terms of talking to fans, was a lot better product to enjoy.
Yeah. What do you think this ruling? Because Kirby was, like, so adamant last week, right? This is going to be – it could be legendary as far as the changes. And was he overselling this thing if this thing goes
the way? Today's the day for Judge Wilkins.
Correct. Right? Yeah. If it goes down the way we expect it?
You know, I kind of agree with Kirby in the sense, like, this is going to fundamentally push college football, in my opinion, even further to the professional sports model. One of the, you know, in an objection raised today in the courtroom out there in Oakland, you know, Judge Wilkin, and this is not what this settlement is getting into, but it certainly forecasts where it's going, is that she believes that collective bargaining is ultimately where this ends up. And that is so clearly a pro sports model. And that's not what this case will decide, but that is, I think, a clear indicator of what these next steps ultimately are. And there's still, as Kirby points out, a lot of questions, a lot of things that have to get decided. Like, NIL regulation is a key part of this House settlement. But how do you determine fair market value when someone is obviously willing to give you, you know, X, Y, Z to come play for their school? And that'll always be the case. So it's going to open some doors where people may not like it. It might cool down some of the Wild West nature that comes with college sports right now. But I agree with Kirby in the sense that I think this opens the door for a more professional sports-looking college football and college athletics as a whole. And that's just going to be really tough to stomach for a lot of people.
And by the way, are they anticipating, I presume that all the smart athletic directors and SIDs and everybody else, I should say coaches out there, Carl, know, and Connor, what this is going to be, around a $22, $25 million per team cap? And that's why having like a general manager and managing like an NFL team is going to be the way of the future.
Exactly. So it's expected to be about $20.5 million per school. And for most high-end football programs like a Georgia, 75% of that $20 million is going to just go to football. So the real number for football is around $13.5, $14 million in terms of revenue sharing for a roster. You know, they all have done the work and crunched the numbers behind the scenes. And even while, and again, it's not expected to be approved today, but likely sometime this week, everyone involved sort of knows what the numbers and the financials are going to look like here coming out of this settlement.
We will wait to hear. Connor, it's going to be interesting. Thanks so much. G-Day, by the way, this weekend. I know you got all kind of coverage. Tell the people where they can find your stuff.
Yeah, you guys can follow me on Twitter, at @KConnorRiley, 1 o'clock on Saturday. No TV coverage this year for G-Day, which I know bumps a lot of people out. But we're still going to have a ton of stuff about what we learn out of Georgia this weekend.
Yeah, stay up on everything that's going on. And, Connor, we'll talk to you next week about what you saw, what you thought, and some of the position battles that we've been discussing all spring long. Thanks so much, Connor.
Yep.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.